Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, we'll hear from Derek Van Orden's Democratic challenger, Rebecca Cook, in the 3rd Congressional District. Also, we'll shine the spotlight on Assembly District 69, 92, and 93 and hear from both candidates in all three of those districts. It's all ahead on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. Election Day now is ever so close. As you listen to this broadcast on either WWIB or WOGO, if you listen to it as it airs live on this Sunday, October 13th, we're just 23 days before the election, and yes, just 9 days before early voting starts in the state on Tuesday, October 22nd. It'll go from the 22nd to the 25th, then there'll be a break on the weekend, and then resume again on the 28th through the end of the month and November 1st before Election Day rolls around. 13 hours of voting from 7 in the morning till 8 at night at polling sites all across the state on November 5th. And a very competitive congressional race being contested here in western Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District, where Republican Derek Van Orden, seeking a second two-year term, squaring off against Democratic challenger Rebecca Cook. Now, Van Orden met with the Eau Claire Chamber of Commerce in a business breakfast on October 1st. We did not have the opportunity to be there for that or afterwards, gather with the media to talk with him. But WIBWOGO News did have a chance to be on hand for Rebecca Cook meeting with the chamber this past Friday and join in with the media. And I got to ask the first question as it pertained to a story we reported on both the WWIB and WOGO Friday morning, where Van Orden was upset with UW La Crosse taking to Twitter on Thursday to blast the university for inviting him to a debate that he says he never agreed to do. Van Orden says the school and its media partners were being highly unprofessional. He said launching a debate without notice is not the way to do it, and he says he's open to working with the University of UW La Crosse and trying to find an accommodation for the debate. So in the questions to Democratic challenger Rebecca Cook, we began with that topic.
I think it's important to give voters an opportunity to hear from candidates. And as I've said before, that I'm happy to debate Mr. Van Orden anywhere, anytime. And we're talking with UW La Crosse. The terms seem fine and normal to me.
Cook says both now and as a congresswoman, she'll always be wearing her hat of lived experience.
Like, I grew up on a dairy farm here in Eau Claire. I ran a small business here in downtown Eau Claire for a number of years. I work at a small business here in Eau Claire, waitressing. And so I'm always wearing that kind of hat and drawing from those experiences as to how I'll be a policymaker in D.C. And that I'm working on prioritizing working families first, workers first, and making sure that our small businesses can thrive and survive.
Yes, you heard Cook right. She says she's still waitressing at the Good Wives restaurant in the Eastridge Center in Eau Claire while she's running for Congress.
I think we need more working class voices in Congress, and I am not stepping off the sidelines. I don't come from a wealthy family. And so, again, when you're a working class person, you still got to keep your job. I don't have the luxury to quit my job and just float myself here for the course of a year of running a campaign. And so I'm really proud of that work that I'm still doing. And I think we need more voices like that and to have campaign finance reform so that our electorate is not just elites and career politicians, that it's more representative of everyday people in our country.
Cook was asked how she'd sum up her Friday luncheon discussion with members of the Eau Claire Chamber of Commerce.
I think the things that stood out to me most, as people were asking questions about what they're, you know, most concerned about or as they see as top economic issues here in the 3rd Congressional District, the closure of two major hospitals here in the city of Eau Claire. And I think that that has implications from a healthcare perspective, but it also has implications from an economic perspective as people are deciding to be able to move here and what their quality of life looks like and the kind of access to care that they're going to have. And so that jumped out to me for sure. And I think there was a lot of questions, too, around just the general economy and what does it look like to be able to, you know, afford to go to the gas pump and the grocery store and pay your rent all in the same month and to have a little bit of money left over, and what regular people are facing and how we as business leaders can rise to ease those burdens.
As for campaigning, Cook says she'll go anywhere.
I think for too long, there's a lot of folks that have just said, oh, that place is too red or too small, I'm not going there, and they focus on urban areas. And that's the opposite approach of what I take. There is no community too small or too red that I won't show up to. I was at population 78, Stockholm, Wisconsin, meeting with folks a few weeks ago. I was in the Rosholt Parade, which is population 300 and some. And so for me, it's not about how large a space is, but it's that we're listening to people and that we're showing up there. I've been running for Congress for almost 3.5 years, and I think that that's what set me apart, especially as a Democrat, that I'm not afraid to go and talk to people that might have some different viewpoints than myself. And I think that's where we work to build consensus around issues and values and things that we all care about. You can't have those conversations if you avoid them.
Democratic congressional challenger Rebecca Cook squaring off against Republican Derek Van Orden in the 3rd Congressional District. Meanwhile, shifting to the Assembly, the 69th Assembly District is in the eastern portion of the WWIB listening area. And with the redistricting going on in the legislative races, Karen Hurd, who is a Republican currently representing the 68th Assembly District in the redrawn maps, Fall Creek, where she had lived, would no longer be in that district in the 68th. So she has moved to the town of Withy. And her challenger, the Democrat Roger Halls, tells me what his biggest legislative priority would be if he's elected.
Not so much in my district, but I think across the state of Wisconsin, as we do have a big PFAS or forever chemical issues going on, I would really, really like to push for getting a lot of that cleaned up so we don't have to worry about that, and having the companies responsible pay for it. You know, that's really about, that's my biggest issue. Otherwise, though, I have lots of smaller ones, as I'm sure everybody else does too. But just because they're not on my high-end list doesn't mean that they're not important.
Now, with the district assessed at 72% Republican, Hurd is a overwhelming favorite in her race with Halls in the 69th Assembly District. I asked Hurd what she learned in her first term representing the 68th Assembly District that she would apply if she's elected to represent the 69th Assembly District.
You know, the first term was a real big learning curve. I mean, I'm successful in many things, but I've never done state politics, and there are so many things to learn. I am looking so forward to the second term because I know what to do now. I know where to go, who to talk to, how to get things done. Before, it's just like, you know, it's just like this big, you know, huge learning curve. And so the first term for anybody would be that. So I'm looking forward to doing a lot of great things in this next term.
And in terms of, as you've worked your doors hard, I know you did that this whole time, you're winning your primary so overwhelmingly, and what are you hearing from voters that they care most about that resonates with what you hope to work for them again in a second?
The number one thing I hear at the doors is the economy. You know, and this is a federal problem, but we can do something about the economy at the state level, and that is lower the income tax. We have $3.2 billion worth of money that we collect from the people that we don't have to have. And I would rather that stay in the people's pocket, because if you have more money in your pocket, you will spend more money. You'll go buy some product or some service. If you buy a product and a service, then that business increases and they go, oh, we have an increase of business. We need to hire a couple of extra employees because we have to make more products. So they hire more employees. That means more people get more money in their pocket, or they increase their wages, you know, of the people that they have. It's a benefit to the employees. And so then they have more money in their pocket, and then they go spend it. And that is the way we come out of this whole economy thing, that what we can do at the state level.
Republican State Representative Karen Hurd, who currently represents the 68th Assembly District, but running in the 69th against Democrat Roger Halls. Meanwhile, shifting our focus to the very fascinating 92nd Assembly District, where, again, no incumbent, because you've got a situation where, with redistricting, Republican Clint Moses has shifted from the 29th to the 92nd Assembly District, staying where he lives in Menominee, against fellow Menominee resident Joe Plouffe, who also in the past served 4 terms in the Assembly, but that was 20 years ago. And now he's back, and he doesn't like what he's seen in terms of the maps that have been in place where Republicans have had a stranglehold on the Assembly and the State Senate.
Wisconsin, when you look at Wisconsin, I believe historically and currently it is a purple state. But that's not the makeup of our government. And what we have today is we have a very red section of our government, which means they dominate all the policy decisions made in the state. They tend to, therefore, choose red policies. So on the other side, myself, I am blue. I'm a Democrat. Very few of the policy ideas that we can promote and bring forward can come to fruition. Usually, they're squashed. Okay, this is what I believe would happen with a legislature that is much more equal. A legislature that is more competitive, that is more balanced between the Democrats and the Republicans, the red and the blue, okay? That would mean those legislators, to make policy, are going to have to actually work with one another. And therefore, you can have other kinds of policy come up organically and become actual public policy. When that happens, then now you have a purple policy state. Now, I tend to be blue. I tend to be dark blue. So therefore, I go back to my constituents, and I need to convince them that my dark blue policies are what they need. And that's not happening today. It's all sound bites. It's all, we gotcha. It's all, the public policy isn't discussed when you are in an environment like this. And we have to change something. And I don't care if you're a Democrat. I don't care if you're a Republican. I don't care if you're MAGA. We need to change. We need to do something different. We have to get back to a point when Republicans and Democrats actually sat down with one another and had dinner.
Democrat and former State Representative Joe Plouffe, who had represented the 29th over 8 years, four terms, and now seeking the 92nd Assembly seat against Republican Clint Moses, who currently represents the 29th. And he, too, was on hand at the legislative meet and greet this past Thursday at the library, and asked Moses about his top legislative priority if he's elected to represent the 92nd Assembly District.
Well, right now for me personally is just getting out and meeting as many of the new people as I can. Obviously, the current seat that I have, I only keep about 40% of my constituents, so I'm getting out meeting all kinds of new people, especially in the eastern part. When I first ran, I was in the extreme eastern part of it. Now it's completely flipped. So getting out and meeting all new people, because I currently serve St. Croix and Polk County as well. Now I serve Dunn and Chippewa. As far as issues out there, people are talking about the bread and butter issues. You know, how much it costs to go to the grocery store. I know with a family of four daughters and my wife, family of six, getting to the grocery store, how much things are costing right now with inflationary costs. Talking to people that are hauling those groceries, truckers, that type of stuff, how much it's costing them to get the goods to and from the producer to our shelves at home, basically. Other issues, obviously, mental health is a big issue. I don't know if you were here at the beginning. Getting the regional health mental health crisis center bill passed and signed by the governor right away was absolutely huge for our area. Currently, law enforcement is having to transport those individuals suffering a mental health crisis clear across the state to Winnebago Institute, which if you're coming from Menominee and beyond, that's 5 hours one way. So not only is it costly to our communities, our law enforcement, but it's also inhumane because you're detaining a person who's already having a bad day and driving them clear across the state and dropping them off. Other big issues, obviously health care. Access to health care is a big deal in the Chippewa Valley. You know, I'm proud to be someone who tried to get a solution across the finish line very quickly. We had a $15 million quick emergency bill that we tried to pass. That got partially vetoed by the governor, diluted and spread out a little bit beyond Eau Claire and Chippewa County, so I was unhappy about that. But I am urging my colleagues on Joint Committee on Finance to release the money so we can get a solution here locally for the Chippewa Valley.
Republican State Representative Clint Moses squaring off against former Democratic State Representative Joe Plouffe in the 92nd Assembly District, a district that is assessed as 54.2% Republican. And finally, in the 93rd Assembly District, the redrawn 93rd, longtime Republican State Representative Warren Petrick announcing he was not going to seek re-election after seven terms in the Assembly. So rising to the fore for the Republicans, James Rolbicki, from the town of Washington, who I asked what his legislative priorities would be if he's elected to represent the 93rd, which is assessed as 56.3% Democrat.
My legislative priorities would be the people, what's best for the people, you know, bridging the political divide and making sure that, you know, we work towards issues in the 93rd, which are, you know, healthcare, housing, unhoused population right now, you know, inflation is a big issue. Across the board, though, you know, I mean, I think, you know, as I said, is bridging the political divide, you know, actually working with the other side, which unfortunately isn't happening right now.
As for what he's hearing from people, Robicki says,
number one is just the state of our economy. You know, I mean, inflation is crushing everybody. And, you know, I think ultimately I'd like to see things that, you know, how can we put an ease on people? And, you know, when we've got a surplus of money right now that's being sat on, you know, why are we asking for more referendum dollars? Why are we asking for more taxation when we could be using that money?
And Robicki's Democratic opponent is Christian Phelps, who says education's a huge concern of his.
Definitely up there. It's definitely my area of expertise and experience. And so I think it positions me well because I understand the complex school funding formula and I know exactly what's wrong with it. And B, I think having a background in education is a really good window into a lot of the other important issues. Like, they all converge in a public school setting. And so lack of housing, lack of access to healthcare, like all of that does reveal itself in the educational space as well. And so I think it is a good sort of lens to govern from an education background, definitely.
And what specifically would Phelps seek to do regarding educational issues if he's elected to the assembly?
There are two parts to that. One is funding. The last state budget was like extremely disappointing. It had an opportunity to catch up to inflation for the first time since 2009 and just chose not to. Gave the biggest giveaway of taxpayer dollars in the history of Wisconsin to private voucher schools with no accountability. It didn't increase the reimbursement rate for special education in any meaningful way. Those are three things that we should do funding-wise. Catch up to inflation. We're over $3,000 per student behind inflation compared to 2009. Fund special ed and put a moratorium on the expansion of the voucher program. Separately, we should elect people who are going to get off teachers' backs. Educators that I talk about how the turnover in their field and the lack of morale is only partly because of pay and funding. It's also because toxic culture wars are entering their classrooms in ways that absolutely have nothing to do with the work that they do. And these are people who are dedicating their lives and careers and are well-trained to educating and raising the next generation of Wisconsinites. They don't need lawmakers telling them how to do their jobs. And I've seen too many lawmakers try to tell them what they are doing, which is mis and disinformation much of the time, and what they should be doing. I'm going to let educators do what they need to do.
Democrat Christian Phelps on the heels of his Republican opponent, James Robicki, in the 93rd Assembly District. Earlier, we began the program with congressional candidate Rebecca Cook challenging Republican Derek Van Orden in the 3rd Congressional District in the 19 counties that make it up. And then later, as we turn to the Assembly, hearing from the candidates in the 69th, the Democrat Roger Halls and Republican Karen Hurd, and also from the 92nd Assembly District, Democrat Joe Plouffe, the former four-term state representative, and Republican Clint Moses, shifting from the 29th to the 92nd. I'm Mark Halverson. Thanks for listening to this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week. Again, the election is 23 days away. Early voting just 9 days away. Make sure to cast your vote and hear it counted. You need to find out where you're voting in your district. MyVote.wi.gov. That's MyVote.wi.gov.